Bitch, I'm Petty Pendergrass. Like Freddy Wap, I got one eye. But I'm petty,
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes.
Bitch, I'm petty. You know that I'm petty. I show you I'm petty. I grow, but I'm petty.
I used to buy bitches purses. Break up with them, take the purse back. I was the worst back then, I carved dimes. Served it off as 20s, but I ain't had to sell drugs since early in my 20s.
Bitch, I'm Petty Pendergrass. Like Freddy Wap, I got one eye. But I'm petty.
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes.
Bitch, I'm petty. You know that I'm petty. I show you I'm petty. I grow, but I'm petty.
I used to buy bitches purses. Break up with them, take the purse back. I was the worst back, then I carved dimes. Served it off as 20s, but I ain't had to sell drugs since early in my 20s. Thank God for the reinvention, but I still might buck, I think I need to mention. Whole squad in the room like it's an intervention. Niggas calling in no so I can ease attention. What makes them think that I'm a peacemaker? Nigga, throwback, Jacob the jeweler, he was a peacemaker. Now they thinking that I want peace. There's no red meat hard enough, homie, I miss
you. I'm petty, you know that I'm petty. I show you I'm petty. I grow, but I'm petty.
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I used to buy bitches mink coats. Break up with them, take the coach back. I was the worst black foul nigga. Petty level on high. Run down on you for some shit for junior high. Petty nigga, might put it on the beat. 5'7", no discreet on the street. Roaches, put together blunt clips. When the wee man take long, we done this. Buck off, like Sam from Yosemite. I'm only fucking your girl if you my enemy. Clam sauce, linguine and spaghetti. And I ain't planning to share, homie, I'm petty.
Bitch, I'm petty, you know that I'm petty. I show you I'm petty. I grow, but I'm petty.
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these hoes. These hoes. These hoes. These hoes.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sangre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What's up, it's your boy 50 Cent. I'm opening, I'm your host for today.
Yo, man,
he's trying to thug out the podcast.
All right, you're front. All right, go for you, our first mogul, man.
Yo, everybody turn off your phones, please.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody ready?
Yeah. Hey, Hank Sangria, hope you're sopping. This is your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is motherfucking Drink Chats Podcast. Make some noise!
Now, we got my personal favorite mogul, hip-hop mogul, my personal favorite. This guy sold over 10 million units. This guy is still out there destroying shit. I seen him from a youngster, from when he was young, and he was coming in the game, and he was telling niggas straight up, nigga, if you fucking with me, you fucking with me. If not, then fuck you. And he still got this same attitude. His hunger is still, he's super rich. But he still got the attitude of a broke dude.
Right. Yeah, I'm hungry. I gotta run. I gotta go get it.
Let me finish and kick
it. He came in like he was gonna rob
you.
He came in like, this is my shit, right?
This guy has multiple hit records. He's still out here in the game stomping it. In case y'all don't know who that voice was just now, we got the legendary, honorable 50 Cent in the building with the drink chest.
Come on, yo.
Make some noise!
50, I'm going to be honest.
He came ready to get that.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. 50, I seen you in a club, and I asked you. I said, yo, I had a big speech. I had a whole speech, like how I was going to approach you.
You couldn't even do the speech.
And he, yo, he was mad. He was mad easy. He was like, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. I was like, I had a whole paragraph to tell you.
No. But I'm going to tell you why, because when he reached out, he reached out to Renee and other people. He said, yo, he got to do my podcast. Yo, listen, he go, now he got to do it. He got to do it for me. I don't care what the fuck you thinking or whatever's going on. Tell him just let's get together, let's just do the shit. Right. And then he sent the stats.
That's right. I did send the stats. Oh, you got the stats?
Yep.
I said that 1 million in a week? Mm-hmm. That's right. Let's make some noise for the stats. God damn it.
Check the numbers.
That's the mogul. That's the mogul.
Yeah, we way too small. That's all I need
to know. Yeah, show the numbers. I was like, wait, I belong on this shit.
yes, you do. And Evan Vaca, we making the deal live on the stream.
We're going to do
something. Because listen, I'm going to just be honest with you. Moet is paying, right? Uh-huh. Correct. Moet is paying. Right, we picking them up. Okay. I got Dame's bottles on there because Dame put me in 7 movies.
Yeah.
No, okay. Five. So I represent for Dame. Like, but, that's right. Yeah. But we need an official Vaca sponsor. And we're going to drink your shit too.
No, we'll get it in there.
That's the thing about
it. We drink it in Vegas. Love that shit.
So look, then we're gonna get to it. So we FM Vodka is now sponsoring the drink chat. Just make some noise. So look, 50, we understand that you're a businessman and you probably not into drinking. So this is the thing that we do here. Every time you say some fly shit, we're gonna say make some noise, right? Okay. So now, we're gonna pour shots. Can you help out, Mr. Lee? Shout out Mr. Lee Star. We're going to pour shots, and when we make some noise, you could just point to whoever you want to take the shot.
Okay.
All right? Because you know what I'm saying? Because we understand, you know, you do your fitness shit, you don't drink. But we're going to do this effing vodka. Yeah, do the white just in case 50 picks on me and makes me take all the shots. Don't pick on me, 50, please. So we're going to pour them shots? We got glasses. We got shot glasses. Yeah, we ready. Pour 5 shots.
Shout out to Best Buy Liquors.
Shout out to Best Buy Liquors. They got, they rich, 50. They fucking with us.
They're doing it.
They provided the effing vodka, 50. They got 2 spots in gig. Oh, you going to do the ad?
You can do the ad.
Oh, damn, 50.
Yeah, man, it's pretty good. Shout out to Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall.
You know what I'm saying? You guys, great. If y'all want to reach out to him, you know, it's 157 16 Southwest 72nd Street. Go check him out. We here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
We're gonna have to charge Best Buy Liquors again.
I'm about to
die. Good looking out, D, and everybody at Best Buy Liquors.
That should give them free liquor forever.
Yes. Yeah, and you don't smoke, we know that. You don't smoke either. I'm around 2 people who don't smoke. So 50, right? One of my favorite albums of all times. It's Get Rich and Die Trying.
I'm trying. You know what? I always get this because I watch the kids argue over what album's a better record and shit like that. And for me, the Illmatic album was like so stupid to me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like because that time period, like we was like still just fans of the music at the same time, and they don't realize like at different points, different artists are more impressionable on the artist community at that point. And it was groundbreaking at that point. The shit that Nas was saying was like, it's the lingo and the language that you would hear in Queensbridge.
Mm-hmm. At the time.
And that was like going all across all Queens. So it was like, it all struck a chord and everybody was there. It was like...
Like Wangsta. Like the first time I ever heard of Wangsta, that was a Queensbridge
totally
slang.
A Queens record, yeah.
It's a Queensbridge?
Yeah, that was...
Let's make some noise for Queensbridge. The first time I heard Wangsta, the word Wangsta was a crackhead from Queensbridge.
Yeah,
it was a crackhead from Queensbridge,
That slang was from out there.
Yeah, that's from Queensbridge. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That crackhead came up to me one time, I was like, you out here selling drugs 24 hours, you a Wangsta. I was like, oh, shit. I was like,
I didn't even take offense to it.
I didn't know. Then, you know, people, they started using that. And that you made that. But Get Rich and Die Trying, is that not your favorite album?
It is. Because it was like, when it happened, I knew that the record was like, it was literally that. That's why it worked so much. Because I was up against so much shit stacked up against the actual project. I said it's going to go either way. Right. Either it's just going to work and everything going to go right. Or it's
all or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just because everybody was still out. That's why it impacted. I think I think the Joe Republic loves, they love to see people that are damaged.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they love to see you. Yeah, but if they see you damaged to the point that you may not, you may be the reason why you can't win, even though you're special.
Right.
Because, you know, just the way you were brought up, you're not going to be able to make the adjustments.
Right.
So if you don't take on the new information fast enough, you're just going to fuck off the whole situation. Like, and they look and go, I love this, because it looks like it's almost impossible for them to make it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's boom, when it, because it took off so fast, that how could you be prepared for that?
And like, what did that album sell? 10 million?
13 is...
Oh, excuse me? Yeah. Excuse me? 13 million? Let's make some noise! Yeah. We want to take a shot. We made noise. Him? Oh,
thank you.
We had an argument yesterday, so abuse him. Abuse him, please.
The first one did 13. The second one did 10. The massacre.
God damn. Make some noise for, what's that, 23 million. God damn it. It's only 1 million. I thought I was hot.
But
that was it.
But you had a lot of momentum, though, going into it with the mixtapes before.
Yo,
the Landspeed shit. Did you make money off the Landspeed stuff?
Yeah, I did. I made like a million.
I had stuff going through Landspeed. I had to go to Boston.
Landspeed. This was before the record store.
That's
Bob Perry.
Bob Perry paid you?
He fucked up. Let me tell you what he did.
Okay.
Because Bob, like, what Bob did, like, I got my money out of that. But Bob, what he was doing is, I was like, yo, listen, certain shit, I was like, look, you can't do this, right? Like, he was doing a rewind DVD, right?
Right.
Okay.
But who
and I said, look, I said, listen.
Where that blunt go? God damn it.
Who kid was a bootlegger, right? He's he don't give a fuck. He's like, just give me 5,000 copies.
Yeah, we mixtape DJs.
He just want 5,000 copies of the tape so he can sell it to his vendors and get it off like that. And he took, like, short paper. I came to him, I said, yo, how you going? That's my shit.
Right.
So I put pressure on Bob, right? I said, mine.
Was Alan Gormlott involved too?
Yeah, okay. So they gave me 80,000, right? Because they was going to put that the DVD out.
Mm-hmm.
But then I said, don't put me on the commercial. Do not put me on the cover. Right? I said, if you do, I don't know you when they come. Right? Because I'm telling them, he don't know. I just took the check
from Dre and them.
Yeah, from Dre and them. So when that happens, he just didn't hear what I said.
And
you know what I'm saying? He just didn't hear it. Put me on the cover, the DVD. We come out, it's me, Jadakiss, and Snoop.
I got that
on the cover.
Wow.
Rewind. Jimmy is like, this is all my shit. Who's just stealing all of my shit?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? The footage is from Who Kid taping the shows and shit like that. So he gave it to Bob, man. When Bob was done, he had his house, man. They sued Bob.
Wow.
They fucked him all the way over.
In the scope?
Yeah.
He out the business now. Got that.
Yeah.
Got to make your noise for 50 Cent niggas out the business. Got that.
I warned him ahead of time. I said, listen, don't do that. They're going to come for you because they just gave me. And he was like, and still did it.
Right.
He couldn't help it.
But they was fucking with you before the DVD with the mixtapes.
Yeah, no, I did.
Because they were distributing them.
I made a lot of money from it. Before that, like, we were selling too many copies of it. Like, I'm like, look, put enough CDs out for it to reach the Hot 100.
Right, because that's another problem.
We would still be selling the shit right now if you would have listened. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Like, keep it under the radar.
He won't put. So now you sold 100,000 copies last week. You stupid motherfucker, man. You think everybody didn't see those 100,000 pieces move? Next thing you know, the people come. I'm like, man, I don't fucking know you, man.
You gotta make noise for that. You gotta make some noise for that.
I'm mad excited. I can't believe you came.
Because
you know why? I know you from back in the days. And for you to still be the same nigga, like you could have easily fronted on me last night.
No, it was different. But when I'm face to face with him, I'm going to go, nah, I got you. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
See, he just had to get in my face.
Yeah, that's right. That's
you know
right,
what I'm saying? Like, in front of that, it's like, all the other shit, like, yo, send a message to you. He's like, yo.
Right.
He's the first person to feature with me. It was no look. He didn't have to.
That's right. That's
right. There's no reason.
By the way, I need you on a record. I'm saying.
He just came face to face.
Joint is called Petty, right? And listen, I want you to, we gotta, because we, there's a story on this Drink Chat podcast. It's been going around way too long. We need you to do the final answer, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
First of all, the record is called Petty. It's produced by SBK, Militainment's own. Let's big that up.
SBK?
And I'm gonna play it for you before you're gonna love it, right? All right, listen, this is my man, right? My right hand man, DJ EFN, right? Okay. He doesn't think he's petty. I'm petty.
I'm not petty.
Listen, he doesn't think he's petty, right? Listen, just
The facts are twisted, but listen to the story. Okay. His girl went to Cisco's ex-girl, video. His ex-girl.
Oh, you gonna put an X on it.
Yeah. I mean, his ex-girl. Mad long ago.
You tell me if he's petty or not.
Okay.
His girl, he just found out that his girl was doing Cisco's video.
He's right? embellishing the story.
I told him I'm playing with the facts. Right? So he found out his girl was doing Cisco's video. By the way, do we tell him what song?
I mean, that's what makes all the difference.
It was
in the thong song. No, the thong song remix.
It was
remix.
It doesn't matter. It's still a thong song.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same difference.
So he found out his girl was going to Cisco's video, and he cut her off immediately. Like, it's over.
That's it.
It's over.
I mean, it was something like
and
that.
And I'm gonna tell you the other video she
wait,
did.
Wait, wait. When
I'm gonna tell you the other. Oh, you wanna know that now before you answer?
What?
All right. The other video. All right. You ready? Dun dun dun. Hold on, everybody. Everybody hit the What's that shit? The other video she did, the first video she did was Cisco.
Yeah, Cisco.
The second video she did, come on, everybody, come back with me. Back. The second video she did, Big Pimpin. But he cut her off before Big Pimpin. And then the third video, you ready for the third?
No, wait, it was some pretty motherfuckers in that video.
Are you ready?
Video, huh?
You ready for the third?
What's the third?
All right, y'all ready? Come on, fuck with me again, y'all. Uchi
Wally. Uchi, oh shit. You did the right thing.
All right, but 50, hold on. But he cut her off from the Cisco video. Was he petty?
Yeah, that was a little early.
Yeah. It was early.
Cisco wasn't thinking about her.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was worried about that.
He had thong on, there's other shit going on. It was too early. But by then it regressed.
Yeah. But he was right later.
It took time.
Initially, you didn't even see the video, E. And you cut her off. That's petty. That is the definition of petty.
How did you know what did you think were going to happen?
Yeah,
what? The video?
Like, why is that enough?
Thank you, 50.
No, I'm on 50. I'm a DJ. I'm working. I work for Def Jam. I was the rep for Def Jam at the time. So I'm dealing with the video shoot because Red and Meth were in the remix, if I'm not wrong. Or they made an appearance.
You remember.
And she told me. She was an aspiring model.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Once she told me she was doing that video, I said, I already know where this is going.
Why? Because you
can't
heard
be
stories?
In the same space.
Yeah, wait, I like these questions. Go ahead, 50.
Because you heard stories about artists.
Heard stories? Yeah. I mean, I had been rolling with CNN already on tour and doing.
Did he just started?
I already seen what's going on.
So Nori did it.
Nori did it.
Nori destroyed your relationship.
I'd been around enough to know.
So, you said you knew that she was definitely going to pop?
I mean, I'm just saying. I didn't want any doubts in my mind.
You never ran a train with the Cuban niggas? The Cuban niggas is crazy. Cuban niggas be running trains.
You put in all my relationships.
They used to run trains.
Listen. So you just on things that you've heard. Just broke the relationship.
No, not heard. First of all, things I know.
Right, but it didn't happen.
No. The thing is, it didn't just break. I didn't say fuck this. You did the video. It's over.
In my mind, that's the way it happened.
You want to go in that direction? I ain't feeling that.
Right.
Let 50 answer
the question, though.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out.
Is he petty, 50?
Yeah, that's very petty.
Let's make some noise. Let's make some noise. 50 recognizes his petty.
Because
they've been sending them bitches all week, or
they've been sending me all the chicks.
Is it this girl?
From the videos, right?
That's funny.
Yo, my man, Akineli is in the building.
Oh, shit.
Yo, Akineli, come here. We heard you work for 100 million. I want to borrow a million. Here, we got a mic. Is that mic working?
Last I heard, I was pimping.
Yeah, he's still pimping. Yo, we heard you work for 100 million. Can I borrow a million?
Where the mic at, right here?
Right here, yeah.
Watch out with the shots,
man. Yeah, watch out with the shots.
Last I heard, you don't drink. I had a club in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lollipops.
Yeah, I saw your lollipops.
So let's get straight to it. What's up with this 100 million? What's this rumor?
I don't know.
Can I borrow a million?
He got it. Look at that.
I just want 1 million.
He got it.
I'm right here just taking it easy, putting together our whole franchise with our whole King of Diamonds, you know, touch you tip. Fellas, don't get too close to the ladies.
Now, where's this club at? Because we're going to do a whole episode on you, Dolo, but we need you to shout out this club.
We live on Ocean Drive. V-Live. We teaming up with V-Live. And
V-Live.
Fun there. Yes.
V-Live, that's from Houston, right? You've been to V-Live, right?
Definitely. So you got a new strip club.
New joint.
Look, 50 going by your shit. Look at that. Look, 50 about to buy your shit. You came to the wrong podcast. About to buy your shit, man. And by the way, your headphones just fell in there, so it's real. Your phone gonna get drunk. You know what I'm saying? So, what's going on? This is a Queens reunion.
We're here.
This is a Queens reunion.
Yes.
Oh, man. Welcome when the last Miami. Time you seen 50?
It's been a minute.
Damn.
Look at Ah. You know he joined the Taliban. Look at that nigga. Look at that nigga. That nigga making bombs in strip clubs. Let's talk about this story, and then we gotta get back to 50. But listen, did you rub your nipples that time? Like Penny Hill. Remember. You remember. Come on.
That shit was a funny story.
Before you fuck, you rub your nipples. Keep it real. Come on. Real grip.
Me and Nora used to
run trains. That's just back in the day.
There we go.
My wife on her way. She's not here now. Go ahead. Let's get it out. Come on. We ran trains. Come on.
Me and Nora used to run trains back in the day.
It was regular.
We used to come up.
Right.
I don't remember with nothing that you talking
about. You don't remember rubbing your nipples? Never?
Nipples. That was the four.
That was the Benny Hill.
We sat in the room. I'd be like, so what's up?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going down.
So we need you to book me and 50 together.
Definitely.
Because 50 got mad groupies. I went to his party last night. Yes. Oh my God.
There it go.
I came with my wife. I played myself, correct? Keep it real. Keep it real, 50.
Yeah, but you didn't know what was going to be.
Yeah, you had it popping.
I had fun last night. I'm going to go again tonight, and then I'm going to go.
Where you at tonight?
I don't even know. Let me check this thing.
You gave me mad effing vodka, man. I really appreciate that. You knew I was an alcoholic?
I know I'm supposed to show you some love.
Yeah, that's right.
And I do that, like, especially when I see people that I, you know, from the beginning of my career.
That's right.
You know, like, niggas look at you like, oh, you forgot, nigga.
Right.
Everything. You forgot everything.
Right.
So you ain't even the same person no more, huh? I keep it basic. You know what I'm saying? If you don't stay grounded, you can't make the next hit.
Right.
You can't make the next record. You can't make the Look at Power. That series is like.
Yeah, I need to shoot somebody on Power.
You know?
Can you hook me up?
Can Dream Champs interview someone on Power?
Yeah, definitely.
Do podcasts.
But I want to shoot somebody on Power. That's it. Real quick. Bang. Like, all right, cool.
The podcast.
You still have my face. Just so have, it's okay. Like, I just want to shoot somebody on there. Is that okay?
Just bring a little Rico Kevin.
Yeah, I get whatever you want me to be. Like, we're up. I'll be the Spanish black nigga that's foul. You're foul nigga. You know what I'm saying? We make foul.
I come in with you on Power.
And then rub your nipples.
I think it's popping.
Right.
I gotta come in with the paces and take them out.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Now, you was the first nigga that I seen that had a successful sneaker and your shit wasn't ugly. Rapper.
Yeah, I was.
Rapper. Like, your shit was fly. Like, was you involved in every process of the sneaker making?
I did. I went, because I was doing the Stan Smith. I was doing my version of the Stan Smith Adidas with the tricolor flag on the side of it. So, you know, like, when I knew that the hip-hop community in general and consumers that were conscious of it were comfortable with spending $80 on Air Force One, because everybody would do it. So I kept it at that price point. And Jay made his joints $125. Like, I thought that was a little crazy at the time, because I was like, Jordan is the only one to sell shoes that expensive. Nigga. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't compare myself to that. I kept it like down at the $80 price point. The deal structure was completely different too. Like, Jay, they made their deal like a joint venture, so they were like completely equal with RBK.
Okay.
Where, like, they had a 50% profit split, like the labels.
Right.
After they recouped the cost of the shoes, they split the money. Right. You know what I'm saying? Now, me, I'm like, fuck that. I'm a high-risk investment. Just give me money. Because they was doing a deal with us because they lost the opportunity to sign LeBron at the point. They was in the bidding war for LeBron. So when Nike got him, we got the money from RBK.
So it was an advance, mainly.
No, they kept paying.
Paul Feynman kept giving his money, man.
Like, it's like we did. I sold over 7 million pairs of those shoes.
Damn. Can you bring back G-Unit clothing?
I do something different.
You got to. Cause y'all took care of me. Y'all sent me like 2 years worth of clothes. Let's make some noise for that and give somebody a shot. Yo, you made sure all the artists was great, man. Who you want to take a shot? We just made noise.
You.
I love it. You gotta play the game. I'll take it with you.
We do
it together.
We do it together.
Come on, I know you have to take one. You gonna take one? Oh, he did.
Oh, he did.
I'm taking one now.
I heard you
you know my style. My eye to eye. Hey, you're not taking another one, but eye to eye for the one you took.
I gotta be right for the Mayday show. Hold on.
I'm dead.
Woo! Has, you might as well while you're
at it. Yeah, that's right.
I already got one.
Oh my God. Nigga need to put that on ice. Get some ice in them shots.
That shot is disgusting. Yeah. Good.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But it need ice. I'm an ice drinker.
Mm-hmm.
So, the you had the sneaker thing.
Yeah.
You had run-ins. The sneaker thing has something to do with Steve Stout, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Stout said, look, that's when we had a little issue.
Yeah.
You know what he did?
I got a story behind that. So go ahead.
Oh, we ready?
Stout was actually doing what Chris was doing for me with Jay.
Okay, yeah, right now.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's what his brand guy, and he was doing that. And he, when he left the president of Interscope to go build his brand company, right. He started doing that. Now, Jay's deal is Jay's deal, but he didn't make the 50 Cent deal. Fuck out of here. It's like I'm selling 13 million records. Like, at the time, I don't need nobody to make no deal for me. You know what I'm saying? I'd be the logical guy to go to following, right. You know, you fucking with Jay at that point. Then.
Right.
We made the actual deal on different points and shit like that. Like Jay's commercial, if you remember, the first commercial was me and him in the commercial.
Oh yeah.
So we rapped together, and it was for the Sean Carter coming out. Right. And that's because he's a smart businessman. He knows what type of reach I had at that point. That it's better for him to do it with me than to do it by himself.
Right.
And then we come back around after that, and I did everything for you and it by myself. Matter of fact, that nigga Jay still owed me a favor for that.
Mm. Let's get to Jay-Z owing you a favor right now. Let's go.
You owe me a favor for that for that commercial.
Mm.
The next thing that we did
was...
Because
you held him down.
Yep. The next thing we did was the Forbes remix.
Watch you. You drink an Aguardiente over there?
Yeah, our audio's about to be off.
Yo, this is our engineer. You see that? Yeah. Did you see the drink he just poured?
They might not even hear
us now. Yeah.
He's Colombian.
I'm looking at this nigga like, yo, are you okay? That's Aguardiente. You know what Aguardiente is?
50,
you know what Aguardiente is? That's that Colombian shit.
Yeah, I know.
That's real drunk. Real drunk.
Super.
So how many favors does Jay-Z owe you, Akinelli?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm just listening to y'all.
Nah, he showed me a favor. I just remember that he never did nothing in return for that shit that we did.
And let's break it down again. So what you held him down in the commercial?
Yeah, he owed me a favor for doing that commercial.
Okay, I got Jay-Z phone number. Should I hit him about the favor?
Why don't we just combine the favors and he comes on Drink Champs?
We can do that.
Start laughing when you say it. Tell the nigga he owed me a favor.
Yeah, listen, I'm telling. Listen, Jay-Z, where the camera at? Tune in. Listen, Jay, you owe my nigga 50 a favor, and we gonna do it.
If you owe him a favor, you owe us a favor.
Now you owe me a favor. It's crazy. People think I'm the plug. You know, I put Jay and Fat Joe on the phone.
Uh-huh. On that one?
Yeah, I did that.
That was good. Let me tell you why it's good.
Was you proud of me?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Come on, make some noise for me, goddamn it. I had to step it up.
Yeah, because with Joe, right. A lot of niggas looked at him like he was like,
right.
Like a bad, mm-hmm. Like a bad vibe. Cause, like right. He was like, the perception of Joe was he was 50 Cent prior to me being here.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, me, it's
so you're saying bully.
That was deep.
A bully.
But when you're saying that, look what it's saying. Look, I didn't start any of these altercations.
Right,
when you think about it, it's the momentum. It's the same
but
shit.
But the perception is a
you
bully,
hear
though.
Drake talking about looking for revenge. They're picking a reason to go at the kid because he keep winning.
Right. Mm.
There's nobody that's going to sit in that seat and not have conflict. Not have artists uncomfortable with you being in that seat because it is what it is.
Mm.
Just so it's just when that was happening with me, they wouldn't see the slap. They just hear the shot.
Mm-hmm.
They see the person poking at me. But, don't see it. They just see my
face. Yeah. But 50, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. Any nigga that says anything about 50 Cent, you respond to him, though.
No, I'm
trying to let you get away with it.
It might even be something good, but he didn't wait for the good part.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'll be watching you. Listen, I'm going to be real. Like, Prodigy came home, he wrote this book, right? He wrote this book. I ain't like it. He told me, you know,
a lot of shit.
Niggas that I shot, like, I shot niggas and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't
nobody
like it.
Nobody got
right?
shot, by the way.
But what? Who? No. I shot niggas.
He's going there.
It's a fact. Like, it's way over 7 years. Yeah. I shot a lot of niggas. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, the limitations is over. So he came out with this book, right? But my beef with him was I did everything that I thought you would do.
Right. Is that because you know why? You single-handedly laid out the platform of how to kill a MC. And back. I just thought how you would think. I was right. Think how 50 think. I did Nori shot somebody.
The same day.
Like, he did an interview on Power 105. He was like, yo, Nori shot somebody. I was like, send it to Scram Jones. Yeah, Scram right, Jones. Right away. Boom, right away. Boom. Had to be the video and everything the same night. As I said, this is what 50 would do.
Yeah. You know what's ill is Pete. When you're sitting in the joint, the difference is like when he write a book, he actually writes the book.
Right.
Yeah, like
right.
himself. Like, you can sit there and write page by page mm-hmm. each one of the joint. Mm-hmm. And I was like, a lot of times when I wrote the book, I would bring a writer.
Yeah, you're too rich for that shit. Tell him.
To
tell
come
him
write this shit the way I want.
Let's be clear. You're too rich to be doing that.
I proofread.
Right.
What I just told him to write. Mm. You know, you got to change this. This is wrong. It's out of context.
Mm.
Different points. But when he sat down, he wrote that book, and he wrote a few screenplays and stuff like that while he was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you get out,
he thought he was gonna die in jail.
He did what he did. It was a lot going on. But because, you know, P got a different type of thing. Like, creatively, the only time I was conflicted with the idea that the artist had, like, right. or what they was writing, was one time we did a song. It was called Pearly Gates.
Okay. And that came out.
Yeah. And okay. P said some shit on the record, and I was like,
yeah, I heard about this guy. What did he
I
say?
I stopped. Like, he was like, it was almost like some like he was anti-Christ.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, it was like anti-Jesus on the joint. Like, I mean, we writing it.
Mike,
usually every time
Mike my weed. Records, don't give Mike my weed. Mike,
we don't
Mike
have to be together.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That, you know how, like, we write a record. Yeah. We don't have to be in the same room. If you got the hook,
right?
Everybody and know how to.
The concept is there.
Get on the record.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So when he did that shit and it came back, I was like, whoa. But, you know, I
but
thought.
What did he say, though? That
it was some anti-Christ shit almost.
Oh.
It was like real. Oh, and I was like, real. Whoa. Like, Mace was around at the time. Because I had Mace on the road.
Mm-hmm.
This is where me and Puffy shit stem from, too. Like,
I need to get to it. Yeah. We need to get to it. We got no Ciroc hair.
Yeah,
we got no Ciroc hair.
But we usually.
What do you call it?
We're not going from. We eat Puffy juice. Usually have Ciroc
hair. Not today. Not today, EFM.
I'm just not going to front.
No. I know. See, what we did was Mace come, and Mace was like, maybe, you know, he feel like that about God from him not curing him. Because he got this sickle cell anemia.
Right.
Like, if P shit is so extreme that one day he'll be, like, with us regular, like, he, you know, he'd be, they drinking everything, doing smoking, doing everything. And then he would be in the hospital.
Yeah, he fell out in my studio.
It's like blind in one eye, his blood is in his eye socket and shit like that. So he got a different type of, and that process is a painful process.
Mm.
And it's been repeated. It's been something that's ongoing for him. So his shit is just different. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was like, why are you saying that? I was like, I still was uncomfortable. I wasn't sure I would put the Pearly Gates record. Originally, it was for the soundtrack.
What soundtrack?
While we was doing the Get Rich or Die Trying soundtrack.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And I was like, wait, so I might not use this for this.
Right.
If y'all want this, y'all can put this on your record.
Right.
Because I didn't want to put it on the...
I heard MOP say... You was the only CEO that would call them like 4 o'clock in the morning and sit them down and talk. Like, that was so dope to me. Like, you know, like, again, let me just.
Just the fact that he signed those guys.
But for the listeners to know, like, you know what I'm saying? 50's a gutter nigga. I know him from the beginning.
It's
like,
you know what's
and let me because I want to big you up so crazy. Like, from the beginning, like, you was a gutter nigga. You made all this money. Then you went inside MOP, and then I heard them say one of the dopest stories. There's like, 50 just called them at 4 o'clock in the morning, told them to come to your room. You sat down, you asked them what they want to do. And like, CEOs don't do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Look, what you'll get from artists is I overpaid them.
I was hating when you signed Mobb Deep. I was like, yo, you should have signed CNN. We would have shot niggas for you.
You know
what I'm saying? Make some noise. You want to give it to him again?
But did you overpay? What was the purpose? Nah, I ain't fucking drinking that. Did you overpay him on purpose? Like, you knew that the situation might not evolve how you
wanted it? I ain't gonna lie, niggas is not Ciroc boys no more. They effing. I want to make the switch, and I never even committed to Puff.
Listen.
I might change my name to DJ Effing.
Effing.
Yeah, go. From now on, that's how it goes.
Let's get another shot going. Let's get another shot going. Come on, Mr. Lee. Pour another shot.
That's my initials, by the way.
But yo, throw some ice cubes in that shot.
What we said, like, what was happening at that time is with MOP and them, it's like, that was me still being a fan of the culture. You know, like M.O.P.
But that's Mob what's dope
Deep.
About it.
Mob Deep.
I'm M.O.P.
And who
fan.
Else you signed? You signed somebody else.
Mob Deep. Oh, yeah, Mace was out with us.
Yeah, he had, was about, yeah, it was Mace. That's what I'm looking
what
for.
What happened was, look, when I got back off the road, I was able to do the M.O.P. deal. But with the Mob Deep deal, I knew niggas would go, how you going to sign 50? You've been in longer than that. Right. In the game longer than right. So I, right. I made
that's
it
that's irrelevant though
clear right. I made it clear because I know what they was going to do right away as soon as you get the new
and they
advantage.
Was going through turmoil at that time because Jay just put them on the stomach
right.
string.
It's and true. It was like because there was look he was there was damage by that one play that one insult that one thing that he did in the summer jam and right. then I'm like
and you still signed them.
Still, because I was look. There was a point where P was the best artist, the best rapper.
Let's make some noise for P being the best artist. He's right. He's correct. He is correct. Prodigy, I told you, you got nothing but love up here. Come up here and bug out with me.
Nah, look, for real. Like there was a point when he was doing that HNIC. The first
those records were crazy.
You're not gonna take a hit.
Those records were crazy.
Yeah.
You already give me high.
Yo, hold on, 50. That's not how we take shots. Hold on. Look. Let me show you how we take shots, 50. Hold on. Eye to eye.
Like I gotta grow up.
Like the mafia.
Grow up. You ready?
Yeah, like the mafia. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, you not taking another shot? You're a foul nigga.
I'm working after this, too.
So, look. Now I'm going to tell the truth.
Please.
Oh, wait. The beginning was a lie?
Nah.
I'm not going to lie. 50 took two shots. 50 took two shots on the drink chat.
This is why this drink chat.
This is a fact.
We're trying to bring the truth out.
Bring the truth out.
Drunk facts is what we call it.
Yeah.
Drunk facts.
Let's make some noise for him taking two shots. God damn it.
Hell yeah.
Listen, 50, I'm going to keep it on it. This is what we do on the drink chat.
Uh-huh.
We drink and... Effing vodka's good.
It is. It's so smooth out.
I forget what story we was talking about, but I want to switch it to effing vodka.
No, we got to go back to that story. The fan story told me I got to cut you off.
Yeah, cut me off, EFN. No problem.
Go ahead. Right, go back.
What's the story? What was he talking about?
You don't even know. Prodigy. No, I don't know. Prodigy.
Oh, okay. My bad. My bad.
He put the HNIC shit out. It was like, he was dead.
I was on that album. I was on that album.
There's a point, look. There's a point creatively where artists are just in the zone. Like, they can't nobody touch what he's doing creatively at that point.
Right.
He's just there. Like,
in their pocket.
Right.
This nigga's mad smart. Go ahead.
He was, like, that was where he was, like, at his peak point. Like, he was there. And it was, like, and I get a chance to watch that from a fan's perspective. So, he was always still ill to me. It didn't matter that. So, you mean, I didn't make it to that summer jam. So, I didn't see that the tutu.
The beef, okay, yeah, with like Jay.
I don't care that he went to school, his mother had a dance school when he was younger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If that's the case, we got to discredit everything that we say is cool about Tupac.
Right, because he went to acting school.
Because, it's our art student.
Yeah.
Like,
he was doing Shakespeare.
When I'm telling you, when he's actually writing the book, and he's actually writing the screenplay, it's because he actually has been groomed as an art student.
Right.
You see what I'm
saying?
So
you can like, read that in the book. Like,
yeah, do y'all realize how smart 50 is? This nigga's mad smart. Like,
that's what it is. So it's like, it's a different kind, level of talent there because of what he's conditioned for.
Right.
And then you look at it and you go, you wouldn't even believe that, like P ain't really from Queensbridge like that.
Nah, he's not. He's from Left Rack in Long Island.
Yeah, Havoc is
Havoc said that
like
on here.
Where's P from?
He's from Left Rack and Long Island.
Right, it's like
big up Long Island.
On the south side is closer to where I'm from. Like, but that's still look. I looked at him and was like, nah. He said some shit. It's like he got a slow draw. His style was all his. It wasn't like now.
Right.
You can hear a record and say,
but you heard that train.
This is gonna go because it sounded like the last four records
that
worked.
50, did you hear that train that just went through?
Yeah,
that's Elliot Wilson train. He comes in try to sabotage our podcast.
I don't fuck with that guy.
why don't you fuck with Elliot?
I know.
I don't like that.
Let's get to it, 50.
Nah.
What happened with Elliot Wilson?
You know, I think.
Listen. Let's just be clear.
We got the crazy segues.
Listen. No, I was ready. I was ready as soon as the train. Because that's the midpoint.
It wasn't even a train. It was a horn.
In my mind, it was a train. It was a fucking train, all right? So I hit B-Dot, and I hit Elliot Wilson on the double text it is. Like, and I sent them the picture of your Instagram. And then I said, y'all should have came. And, then they said, B-Dot said, Elliot, 50 hates Elliot.
Y'all don't fuck with him.
Why?
You know why? Because
we didn't set this up like that. I swear to God, this is reality.
Damn.
I really sent it, and they said 50 hates Elliot. That's B Dot's
word.
I'll
tell you why, because look, there was a situation one time, right, where.
Let's get to it.
He had somebody, Chaz. Slim and them.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to do an interview with him, right?
Right.
And I made it clear to him. I said, listen, I don't fuck with these niggas, right?
This is when he's at Double XL?
Chad, these niggas gangster niggas from my neighborhood, right? Old school train robbing ass niggas from way back in the career criminal motherfuckers, right? So they approach the nigga and they put pressure on him. Right. They go by his mother house. You see what I'm saying? So now all of a sudden.
In what side?
Yep.
Yeah.
They go by his mom's house. So then now the nigga's so scared of them that he's writing the fucking interview anyway, the way they want to. When you already fact checking, and I'm telling you, I don't fuck with these niggas. They not. I don't give a fuck about them, period. When I say Slim switch sides on me, that's what I'm talking about. I don't fuck with the old nigga. You know I don't like him. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about that, boy. So when you tell me you write for the magazine and you do some shit anyway, I swear to God, I feel like
Did you warn him? Did you tell him?
In advance, I told him.
Let's get to this.
Don't put my name in that motherfucking interview at all. Whatever you're talking about, delete me from it. And he like, scared of how they're going to respond to it being missing from the interview. Because they stopped by his mother's house. So what the fuck makes you so scared of this nigga that you thinking that I won't do something to you?
This guy.
I don't know if make some noise for the fucking phone.
That's what fuck.
Whatever nigga with the cheap phone. That sounds like a cheap phone.
No, the phone.
You know I got beef with cheap phone.
It was on cue with what he was saying.
You know I got beef with cheap phone.
Nah, just made me. That's why I don't fuck with the Elliot boy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Later he had said something on Instagram one time when I was saying something and I just went off on him.
What did he say? What did he say on Instagram?
It was just, he just commented on something that I was talking about and I was like, what the fuck is you talking about, boy? Because I don't fuck with you no way. I'm like, couldn't, you know, from that other shit. It's still from, like, look, in my you can't be one way one day and then be another way the next. Mm. You gotta be the same way. That's it. That's the only thing to respect.
Even kill, yeah.
That's it. So,
I ain't going for it. I love 50. Here he's going in. Keep going.
Nah,
please.
That's the way it is.
Is this the petty episode?
No, I love the. Listen, yo, 50, I didn't ask you, was you petty? But because you know why? you are petty. You king petty.
This is not petty.
You on his side now?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Wait. When he said,
Take a shot.
I just address shit. Because you know what's a sucker to me? A sucker is a nigga who pick who he be fight with.
Right.
Like if you see a nigga and you go, oh, I'm not going because this.
I won't fuck with him, but I'll fuck with this motherfucker.
Yeah, right. I think I can take him.
Right.
You want to fight the nigga you think you can beat versus. Mm. I go, listen, if you want a problem, all right, no problem.
No, you go out.
Because I don't know a way around it. I'm saying, look, after you, we have a problem in the neighborhood. This is where I grew up. If a nigga step to you and you fool,
it's a rap.
That's what you are forever.
It's a rap.
You forever that. Like, they don't look at you like.
Right.
I remember when this nigga did this, you was like, you know what I'm saying? And then it changes who you are to everybody around it. So I'm like, nah, I'm the same way every time.
Okay, but 50, this is the lifelong question that we ask. I'm petty.
I didn't stop. No, look.
Are you petty, 50?
You see the Meek Mill shit, I didn't say nothing.
I'm going to have to disagree with you.
I didn't say nothing, right? Because you didn't deserve it.
You didn't make a record, but you made memes. Let's make some noise for your man.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't make one record. Not one punchline.
But
because you didn't deserve the punchline.
Right.
Because you're getting bodied by R&B singing.
Mm.
The boy said the line already.
Listen,
you gotta live with that.
I just wanna
come back from that.
This is the question. 50, this is the question because you know why? I've identified with my pettiness, right? Me, personally. I don't deny my shit.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're not identifying with your pettiness. Yeah, a little bit.
Like, I'm not enough.
It's an intervention.
But you know, the richest niggas is petty. I'm just telling you. Jay-Z called me about a podcast. What the fuck? That means he's petty.
No,
right?
Let's just keep it real. He's like, yo,
he's paying attention.
That on title, right? That's what the call was about?
No, yep. I'm trying to get some shit on title.
That's what it was about, man.
But.
Trust me, I know what it was about. Right.
Wait, why do you think 50's here?
No.
Let's keep it real, right?
Because listen, he still don't think he's petty.
I'm not 50, petty.
I accept my pettiness. 50, listen, I seen you go at niggas for tying their shoelace wrong.
No, no, no.
Listen, I'm keeping it 100 with you.
Now, you know you do get in the groove and shit.
Listen, like, just shut everybody down.
Like, well, listen, there's so much shit going on at one time.
I just want you to just admit your pettiness.
Look, sometimes.
Say you petty Pendergrass.
They don't realize.
Tell them niggas you petty why. Come on, 50, please.
Look at the girl.
Please, 50.
Turn the cameras around. Look at the girl. Look at the girl, right?
What's
the girl?
Touchdown.
Oh, no, you don't unplugged us. Yo, was that my barber? Nah, the camera moving.
Tell her, go home.
What happened?
Yeah, go home.
No,
we're good.
Oh, my God. Who was that?
Drink champs.
Nah, we might have fucked everything.
I have no idea what happened just now.
Guys,
it's good. We're good.
That's that Aguayente. Yo, I can't hear shit.
Hold on, give
it
a second.
Don't be petty. Man, I told y'all niggas I'm petty. Who you get 50 to admit he's petty? Nigga, I seen you beefing with. Oh, what's that nigga name?
Hey, hold up, man.
Jay Electronica.
Let's get cameras. I mean, cameras in my
head. Technically, if you respond to anybody on Instagram.
Wait, hold on.
That would be petty, wouldn't it?
No, this motherfucker's got 10 followers.
We good,
right. And you said something back to him just because of what
he
said.
That would be petty.
But that's just you being conditioned to respond to people. If he say something, you go, what the fuck would make you say some shit
that's
like
happening
that?
On Twitter
and
right
they
now.
Say some cold-blooded shit to you. You gotta watch what they say. The motherfucker on Instagram be some of the coldest shit I ever seen in my life.
I
gotta take some of the shit they said to me and say it to another nigga. But they say some old shit.
You're recycling the bullshit?
Are you recycling the bullshit?
I gotta do it. If it hurts my feelings.
That's right.
It's gonna hurt their feelings.
I'm saying, oh, wait till I say this shit to you. Go ahead with your next
time. How are we gonna have this on the podcast? Wait, how are we gonna have this on the podcast?
Fuck it, we gonna put it on the podcast from the video. Fuck it, from the video. We filed it.
We still rolling.
Well, that's the extra behind the scenes.
No. You get the pretty girls at the house, some shit be going on, she done said some shit, got you all in your shit, and then you say some shit, and it seems like it's some little shit until you say it, and the nigga goes, what the fuck is you saying?
Because
you got that shit going
on.
And then you realize, you're like, this nigga was fucking for tying his shoe. No, it was because some other shit was going on when this motherfucker came around tying his shoe like that.
Like, oh, my God.
Because she had a twinkle in her eye for you. You was like, fuck
it was
that.
Like, what the fuck? After you already got the shit with her, you like, oh, man, what the fuck? Now, what you say? Why are you playing with me, man?
Oh, my God. 50 is in rare form, man. I ain't going to lie. Like, listen, like I said to the people before, man. You know, I knew 50 coming up. Like, yo, you remember Bearsville?
It's the first time we recorded. Listen, when I recorded at that point, I didn't even have a record deal. Corey Rooney at the time.
This nigga's memory is crazy.
Yeah, he drove
me
up to Bearsville. Kirk Gowdy, LES, fucking Tone Poe. Everybody was there producing records. Al West, everybody's up there. I did like 36 records in like 18 days.
God damn it. He flossed on us just now. Make some noise for that. He flossed on niggas just now.
I'm recording like that. I'm doing what Tupac doing when he know he could go back to jail.
Right.
I mean, any idea is good enough.
Right.
I'm saying this shit, and I'm write it down. Oh, okay, I got it. Say my verse, boom, move to the next one. Right. I'll come back to this shit and fix it.
Right.
And like, reapproach it or rewrite the verse or fix what I felt like wasn't too cool enough to keep it, but it's there.
That's how you got the Bearsville?
Yeah, and when I was working, Nori was, like, on fucking fire at the time.
Yeah, this is true. Let's make some noise for me being on fire. Goddamn.
He had that shit with the Neptunes and all that. What?
Tell them niggas I discovered niggas.
They don't even know that's really...
Yo, 50, tell them niggas I discovered niggas.
No, I was out.
Yeah, I discovered niggas. Go ahead, keep on. Go back to Bearsville.
The shit that he was doing was like, it was ill. Like, a lot of niggas was there and we was watching it from different perspectives. Like, everything was funny until the numbers came back. Like, everybody's style or doing it different and he was like, wait, like... Even I brought up Juvenile earlier because I was on the Cash Money tour. I was... coming out before the curtains open.
That's a fact.
DMX Rough Rider tour. And I was like the opening before niggas could sit down. Like,
right.
I was doing a me and Tony Yayo, he's performing a record that right. nobody remembers.
You Columbia. Know we had Tony Yayo
on.
You're
on Columbia, here. Though, right?
Oh, you did Yayo, right?
You had Yayo on here, and it was an awkward situation.
It was awkward.
Where Corrupt, right? What did Corrupt say?
I don't think it was that.
No, it was awkward. It was an awkward situation where Corrupt said, because
he did say some shit.
He said that you had this Corrupt on How to Rob.
Did he? Is that
Foxy,
yeah, and then he said Corrupt had said something back.
I didn't even know.
And then Corrupt, like, you know, and then Yayo didn't know. Like, Yayo was like, he was sitting there, and then Corrupt said, because, you know, y'all do it for, like, whatever. And that nigga, Yayo, this is a proud moment in my life. Yayo said, you think we playing on the East Coast? My nigga, it's it's 500 goons in the building, my nigga. Yo, this shit was so awkward because Yayo represented. Now, he didn't only represent G-Unit. He represented the whole New York because he wanted to let them know that we don't play around with this. It's like, because, you know, Corrupt, Daz, everybody, those are my family. They come up.
And it was cool right after.
But it was cool. But, you know, Yayo had to establish that. Because it's like, yo, right now, Joe Buttons, right? Uh-huh. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah, sure.
Right? We got the real 50 here, right? Yeah. You want another shot?
No, straight.
I mean, we got it. He's drinking, man. We didn't think that was going to happen.
Can somebody pour another shot? Mr. Lee, you taking Amanda's spot today. Come on. Can you pour? But I need ice in my shit. Joe Buttons. I got a lot of love for Joe Buttons. I really, really, really do. But I don't think he gets what's going on in real society. And what I mean by that is... Meek and them niggas ain't gonna diss that nigga back on record, yo.
Oh, I don't know.
Meek and them gonna run down. Oh, he dissed Drake and Meek in a record recently. Both of them. Meek and them niggas gonna run down on that nigga.
You know
how
they got, look. I don't really see
that. And Drake and them too. Niggas sleeping on Drake. Drake, he just got the producer beat up.
Yeah, I just don't see none of them doing that.
It's a fact, right? It's a fact. Why y'all laughing? It's a fact. This is hip hop news.
Look at this. Like when you see. Hip-hop
Drake
artists.
And them niggas running down on niggas 50. Did you hear about that? Detail. The nigga detail. They jumped the nigga. Yeah. The fuck? Yeah, I feel like I'm discovering this new. This shit is out there.
You're Discovery Channel.
You didn't hear that? Drake and them? The nigga invited him to his crib in Calabasas.
To his crib?
In Calabasas. When you rich, you could beat the nigga up in your crib, though.
When you said, yo, come over, man.
You lazy.
That shit you said to you me, fuck that, come over.
You tough, yeah. You tough, but you lazy. Come on, 50.
I fucking nigga Drake.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Yo, you know, yo, it's ill. Look. Yeah. Yo, they don't give you.
You want beef for all these niggas.
He loves this shit.
You know,
dog.
Yo, you see
he
his face?
Loves shit.
Did you see how he's so ready? Look at him.
I can't really see a threat level.
Can you forgive Meek? Listen, like, can you forgive Meek on behalf of street niggas?
I don't really.
You gotta forgive me.
I'm not even talking to that nigga, man. Look.
Forgive me. Come on. Okay.
When they was going back and forth, when you see
him and Drake,
right? When you see them give Drake an award,
are you going for another shot?
Okay. His shot's right there.
When he gets the award for the record, means they viewed it as if it was art for the first time. The competitive nature of our culture and hip-hop, they viewed that as art and they honored it because they didn't see the threat level in what he was saying.
You talking about Drake?
When they're competing, whenever I'm competing, they think it's going to spill out in the street. Some shit is going to happen. Because they've seen shit happen and they've seen niggas get shot in front of radio stations. They just stabbed at the war shows. Different things happen.
Oh, shot in front of, I think I was the first shooting in front of a radio station.
Yeah, but
I'm not proud of that.
I'm glad that.
You obviously are proud of that.
Well, I just want to establish I shot in front. Oh, no. Excuse me.
Yeah, shot. Was like
I was,
you wasn't even there.
I was not there. But it was my people.
Nah,
go ahead,
I know
continue.
Exactly what it was.
I know.
Exactly.
In front of the radio station. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why Fox, was looking like a gangster.
Oh, y'all. Look, 50 know his shit.
Nah, you're
fine. Yo, but listen, can you admit that you petty, 50, please?
I'm not petty.
No, yo! You get your petty.
Why? We just left.
Right.
We just left Drake and Meek Mills. Is that petty?
Wait. No.
This is shit is hip hop shit.
We
right?
are all petty.
So all of this shit is petty if you go say that.
Yeah, exactly. So admit you petty. Please, 50. Can you
I don't want to be a part of the petty section.
you can't.
Look, for real, 50,
you are inspiration in the petty game.
It's the petty game.
In even Petty Gang. No, we got a picture of you.
I don't feel like we're recognizing my growth.
Yeah, no, no, but we are recognizing your growth. We know you richer than a motherfucker.
But we think you know you go back to Petty.
Yeah,
you know Petty. I didn't respond with one line. Not a punchline or nothing. Just look at him.
To me?
No, with the going back and forth with that. Like, he went back in time with what he was talking about, but he was like, right, really, you know, trying. But I look and go,
nah, but that was your little man at one point. Keep it real. Come listen, on.
And this is where,
forgive me.
Check this out.
The hood wants you to forgive me.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Because okay, I could have let it be so quiet that you don't know I like him or he's cool.
Right.
And then when that happens to him, it just happens to him.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I looked at them because I watched these kids from just being on YouTube clips. Like, in the neighborhood rapping and just... Right. I like it because it's the raw element. Like, there's like... Mm. I got a record right now. I play it for you on the podcast so I can hear it. It's kids out of New York City. It's like 16 years old. Y'all heard of Curly Sav?
Nah. You about to sign them?
I like them. I might do something with them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The other kid is named P. Hirsch. But yeah, they got some real good music. You know what I'm saying? It's a young... 16, 17-year-old kids. Y'all heard that A Boogie with the hoodie?
Yeah, he's popping.
It's little Bronx niggas.
He's popping in the Bronx.
There's a lot of new...
He's popping in New York, period.
New material
A Boogie. We know her. I know her. My nephew and them put me on to him. You got to hang around young niggas.
15, 16-year-old kids coming in like young. They don't even really... What you said? I wasn't really feeling that shit.
Right.
I got my own little thing I'm listening to. What's that?
Right.
And they on that wave. You know what I'm saying? So they sit there at the YouTube shit, playing it.
Right.
Doing their own little thing, you know what I'm saying? I try to stay in tune with what's going on.
So you're not
going to
make you petty?
I'm a sophisticated petty person.
I like that.
Oh, that's a compromise.
I like that.
Compromise.
I like
compromise.
Can I take that from you?
Oh, shit.
Can I take that?
I need a different
take. Sophisticated. I've been looking for that word my whole life.
Hey, that's a good compromise. That's
I knew sophisticated
compromise.
And I knew petty. I didn't know they go together.
Yeah,
sophisticated petty. I like that.
Sophisticated petty.
That's what we're going to call our record, because you're going to do that verse, right?
So
correct?
At points.
Correct?
He's in your face right now.
Yeah, I'm going to play it for you. The record is hard.
We can record it on these mics right here.
That's me, kid. Yeah, go ahead. So 50, like, I don't even know. I know that's an expensive watch. I don't even know what that is. That's an Audemars, right?
Yeah,
I know. I'm on. That's like at least like 100 bands right there. Let's just keep it real.
Yeah, that's a little bad. It's cheaper than that, but it's
cheap
nice.
Up? This is when you know
no
a rich
diamonds,
nigga.
Like, not like that.
That's his G-Shock.
Look, he got a Casio right there.
Yeah,
see that?
Yeah.
I know what that is.
Look, that's his G-Shock.
I got one of them joints.
Yo, Ock, you see how rich... Yo, Ock, you got 100 million. Can you?
No, I'm right here. I'm just listening.
Listen, this is
all
man.
Bring the watch. I'm just listening. Like,
where is this 100 million rumor from?
Man? I don't know.
You got if you're listening, yeah, I'm from Left Rack. We from Left Rack.
I'm what I heard.
Yo, if this nigga got 100 million, he ain't send me a text 50.
I heard it.
He's petty.
He got it.
Let's keep it real. The 50. Is he? If he got 100, if a nigga gave that nigga 100 million, and he ain't tell me he had 100 million, he petty. Let's keep it real.
I heard he had a club. This was not. Lollipops, that was like years ago.
Right. Wait, what's Lollipops? Y'all niggas got inside information?
It's a strip
what's going on?
It's a strip joint.
Wait, what the fuck? You on a club called Lollipops? I'm starting to be offended.
Lollipops in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, pretty you good. Did tell me you own a club in Las Vegas.
He did do that.
You never invited me.
You know what I seen one day? I was out front and Kay was in there.
Yeah.
Slade was in the joint doing something and he came out and I said, what's up? What you want to say? Yo,
that's the only reason why I came today. He trying to give you $100,000. You know he's rich. He's trying to give you $100,000 to open up his club. I've invited this nigga to every podcast, my nigga. My son and Akinelli is groupies. Let's just be clear. My son, I invite my son everywhere. He nigga never want to go nowhere. Where my son at? Nassim, I love you. Come on. Shout out to Instagram. I know you want to just get this on Facebook. Come here. Come over here. My son, you good?
Come here. Nassim.
50 told you to come now. Now he come. You see? Nigga got on Gucci slippers.
He trying to fuck up our relationship.
Yeah.
No, he look. He trying to fuck up our relationship.
Yeah. That's
there's
right.
More petty shit going on because he said, wait. You come out because 50 here?
Yeah, that's right. That's a fact. I invited him to every other podcast.
It's my
and Akinelli. They both petty. Shout out to your Instagram and your Facebook, son. Come on. It's my son.
I don't got it.
You're
too soon.
That's a true son. Thank you, 50. I'm gonna be honest, my nigga. Like, and Lil Wayne, you came out to the video. All the videos I ever invited him to, he only came to Lil Wayne, and all the podcasts I ever invited him to, he only came.
That's
to
it. 50. This one,
50. You a legend to the young. How the fuck you stay? How the fuck you get older and younger with the young generation? What deal you made with the like you made a deal with the hood god? Like you ain't in that Illuminati.
The hood god.
You in a different Illuminati. Can you tell me what that is? Because I want to get down. Because you could still be... all them other niggas is politically correct. You ain't politically... I can ask you anything. You don't give a fuck right now.
Hood Illuminati. He's the Hood Illuminati.
So, what Illuminati are you in? I want to get down.
People like when you do that.
Just tell the truth.
Yeah, just tell the truth. Because they ain't looking going, what is really going on all the time?
Mm-hmm. So is that what's going on with Donald Trump right now?
What?
You fucking with Donald Trump? I read that.
Because Donald Trump's almost sometimes seem like the 50 Cent of the politicians.
Check this shit out, right? Don't you ever do that to me. Look. See, you know why he's saying that? Look, I took pictures with Donald Trump. I'm places where they at.
I didn't even know that.
So they'll look and see those photographs and shit like that and go, yo, oh, okay, so 50's, are you...
50, can I
you're endorsing Donald Trump because they saw a picture with you in there? I'm like, man, don't ask me no shit like that.
You're so 50.
You hear him say Mexican people should be just behind the wall?
Yeah, that was that was
fucked up shit, man. Yeah. I'm like, look, it's okay to be politically incorrect, and that's what he's doing. And I think the people don't trust politicians. So
I think
him being there and saying, look, I pay for this, I want old people.
Right.
For this, you know what I mean?
I think hip hop should take over politics. What do you think?
I think Kanye should run. Fuck
yeah, it. You with that? Fucking God, Kanye! Kanye! Listen, how dope! I didn't think I was gonna hear that either. Right, but how dope would it be, right? Listen.
I don't care if he lose.
No.
I just want him to run.
Nah. This is real shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Since you brought
Kanye for president.
He ain't got no felonies.
50 Cent as the vice president. As the vice president.
I'll be a consultant.
Political consultant.
You don't want to be vice president? Before I be making noise.
I got felonies. I got A1.
That's what make it gangster. Niggas that got felonies.
I know, but they're not going to let
Donald Trump. Listen. Yeah, you're right. But Donald Trump turned hip-hop to a smack DVD.
I think that's the smartest thing you ever said.
Donald Trump turned politics into a smack DVD.
People don't trust politicians, so they look at him and say it's something different. And even when he makes mistakes, they're saying he's just being honest.
Right.
But I don't think it's...
But that's like hip-hop. That's hip-hop.
I don't think Tupac
told you, Brenda's got a baby, and then he said the next record, Brenda ain't shit. And then he said praise our woman, and then the next shit he said, bitches ain't shit. that doesn't make him contradictory. It makes reality. Some days, you know, shit is good, and certain days shit is fucked up. Let's just keep it real. That's how life is. I'm sorry. Look at the cameraman. His name is Rick.
Feelings.
Rich Blanco. We got the Drink Champs. This is a whole crew. And everybody pretty much want to shout their name out because you're here, and you know it's 1 million. Like I told you, Akinola never came. I've been inviting this nigga for fucking 15 podcasts.
He's a pal. Akinola was invited for the first one.
You know me, Akinola. Yo, listen. When I was in jail, I was whack. I was in jail. I'll start writing rhymes. The only nigga number I had was Akinola. I was trash. You know you trash, but you trying.
Yeah.
I used to call Ak. You was the only nigga that accepted my phone calls, Akinola.
Of course.
I really appreciate that, man. I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Definitely,
my brother. Just
my
in
man.
Case. I know I'm bugging out playing with you, but you did rub your nipples. That was great. Like, that shit fucked up my tongue. Like, you my hero. You really was on the Benny Hill shit. You rubbed his nipples. I was like, oh, shit.
That was your ritual. Hey, this shit is going to work out.
Listen, certain things you can make cool. You know how certain things is wrong, but you can make it cool because you influential. I said, I don't think that moment could ever be cool. You my brother. And you got this club on South Beach. Are you the first black person to ever own property on South Beach?
Yeah, on Ocean Drive. It was just 35 years ago. Black people wasn't even allowed on Ocean Drive. They had to get written by the chief to even go on Ocean Drive. driving, they have to get off by 8 p.m. every night, 35 years ago. So now when we out there having a club out there, there's a whole lot of politics that we
Yeah, because I seen you on the news the other day. Yeah. What happened with the news?
The whole community teamed up and said, hey, we don't want no type of club coming here at
right.
all.
But meanwhile, Mangos is right down the block.
Of course.
And Mangos do the same exact thing.
Pasties, nipples, thongs. I just went there and said, damn, Mangos are doing $30 million a year and they just clean it up. Mm. So it's kind of like what MC Hammer, like back in the days, MC Hammer was clean. So I said,
let me just, because our listeners are slow. 50 Rock is talking real millionaire language. Just in case, because most of our listeners. But continue, Ak. That was millionaire shit. I'm sorry, I got lost too. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They felt like we was about to open up a brothel. Brothel
is a whorehouse, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
So. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, we're just opening up an adult. Not even an adult. We're just opening
Same
up.
Same thing as Mangos.
We're just opening up some place like Mangos that got soul food. Mm. Gonna right. have, it's going to be like the Black Hooters.
Mm. Right, right. Which makes
Pretty
sense
girls,
right now.
Dancing, yeah. no nudity. Mm.
You know what? That whole thing that I was saying earlier that I heard, that happens from adult entertainment anyway.
What's that?
What's your concept of adult entertainment? Mine's is a man pays to get in, pays to get drunk, then pays a woman to provide the fantasy.
Mm. Right.
And then go home.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
Ain't that one adult entertainment?
My Boston niggas say, because you heard of Backpage? My Boston niggas, they don't even want to meet. Right. They don't even want to meet and mingle with girls. They just want to pay Backpage. They're fucking fucked up. They mad foul niggas. So they just want to pay. Like,
right.
Is this what you're breaking?
I'm not into that shit. I'm just saying.
You're not into paying?
I'm just saying, no. Nah,
they say,
the way.
Let me quote them correct. Come on, Mike. Come over here. What is it? What's my Boston? You look a little nervous. Come over here, Mike. Well, they say they pay the bitch to leave.
I think
they don't pay.
I've seen, that's what they say, right?
They said they pay.
Nah, these are married men. See, you know what?
I'm a married nigga.
New York City stats: like 65% of the people that are arrested for soliciting prostitution are middle-aged white married men. Because they're prone to commitment.
Why you like stats?
I know those stats.
You know it. You know shit.
Stats are crazy.
I'm talking to Vips and I gotta know it. So look, you talk
you're
that,
mad smart.
Why 65% of that is that's based on who was arrested last year for soliciting prostitution. Now, the white middle-aged man is prone to commitment.
This nigga smart.
Is actually paying that woman to not have a text message, to not have an email. To not have a phone number in his phone is inappropriate for his wife because his life is that important to him.
You're paying her to be quiet.
He's paying her to get the fuck out of here. Like after right after the situation is over, just go and let my life be the way my life is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the facts. The stats are saying that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. The imperfection within men has been consistent is the lust factor before they paved the ground. When they had dirt roads, they had... They showed you brothels and cowboys and Indians.
Right.
Yep.
So it would show you, to say something's wrong with it is to say something's wrong with the traditional man. Right? It's just there.
It's the oldest
profession. One of the things we got to accept while we're accepting all of these other alternative lifestyles, let's just accept that. You know what I mean? We're adjusting to everything else.
Right. It's true.
Now, recently, Jim Jones was on The Breakfast Club, right? And, they asked Jim, would he squash beef with anybody? And French Montana's name came up, right?
He got beef with French?
And he said, in order for him and French to move on, they should shoot the fair one.
They want to fight. Let me tell you why. Because
who are you putting your money on?
I'm putting money on Jim.
On Jim?
I put money on Jim.
Let's make some noise for 50 putting money on Jim.
And it's because he got something driving, his passion behind that.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Like him wanting to fight is because, really, Frenchie's the DVD guy. He's the cocaine DVD guy, and he comes around. And
I know you're not going to hit it, but I always just pass. I guess that.
I just always pass it.
That nigga don't smoke either. And I don't
Heroin
smoke.
Heroin only.
Hey, give me that shit back. I'm sorry, 50. I got to talk to you. Like, it's what the fans expect. I'm sorry. It's not me. It's not
Plus, it's cool. Give me a tape pass.
That was all.
Hey, look, so.
But, go ahead.
You
saying Jim,
yeah, like
hands
he was,
down.
What's the name? French was the platform for. He was a big platform for the wave.
Max B.
For Max
B. Right.
To go at Jimmy.
Right.
The whole time that that was going on. Right. So he created that place for a voice for Max B. And then so Max just allowed him to see what it is Max is like a writer. Like, he would write for anybody. Like, right. Write anything. So when he turns into, when he's turning into an artist, and the DVD guy is now letting him say everything that he wants to say about Jim Jones, it's turning into, it's because he was accepting French as an artist. Right. He didn't look at him like he wasn't. Like, you said, you got something, say it.
Right.
Like, do it. You know what I mean? And then he started to grow into an artist. It was different things. Like, when he was really interested, what made me look at French early on a little sideways was when I had my issues with Joe and him back then with Khaled.
You gonna go there? I didn't think he was gonna go
they
there.
They actually taped it. Holy when you shit. See Khaled's mother sleeping on the thing.
Yeah.
And it says that, you know, a psychic
that.
Told me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Frenchie and them actually taped it.
Oh, wow.
You see what I'm saying? And they sent it to me. This is the crew that they're running around in now. So I look at them like this.
Damn, son, why you gonna do that?
I look at them like,
damn.
I look at these suckers, like, you know, but that's so, but if they got into it, I think, you know, Jimmy had more passion fuel on him in that actual fight, because first, he from that position to where he's at now, he made it, because people accept him as an artist. That's what he wanted to do. He's dreaming to do it, so he's there.
Will you ever forgive French?
I ain't got nothing to get. Look, it's facts are facts.
Right.
Like, I don't care about that, really. It's right. Just, that's what it is. Like, I look at the whole circle, the whole camp like this. Suckers, right. Really. So I'm right. Sitting over there, it's like, you belong with those suckers. Suckers. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter, like, to me. Like, I don't care. I don't wake up or go to sleep with that on my mind. Right. Like, I only brought that up because of what you just said. You know what I mean?
Look, we're weird. Got weird for me. Hold on.
So, listen. Why did it get weird?
I'm going to be honest. The only two beefs in hip hop I was ever personally really concerned about was when Styles P and Beans.
Oh, Beans started getting, yeah.
When Beans start beefing, and it was because you and Fat Joe.
Was already.
Because to me, like, you, I swear to God, I knew you early, uh-huh. early in the game, and then I know Joe. And to me, y'all the same. Like, if you
the
was,
same thing,
you
to
the same. Fuck, yeah, you niggas don't smoke, niggas don't drink, niggas be on, niggas y'all be in the club, y'all both be in the club like this, watching everything. Yo, which exit is it? Like, yo, I mean, I said to niggas, I said, that's the reason why y'all bump. Y'all to me, pause. Y'all the same exact person to me.
We did. Well, yeah. So look, I thought Joe shit was him just being loyal to default.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't really have issues with him. And what happened was that it filtered over what was going on with me and Ja. And right. It ended up, because they was doing I'm From New York. They was bringing it back.
But 50,
like after,
but,
like,
let's just be clear.
Uh-huh.
That was Patty or you. Come on, let's keep it real. The nigga said nothing about
listen,
you.
Listen, the laws of power. It says when you destroy.
You too smart, though.
50's laws of power.
Let me break it down. Yo, 50, you smarter than the average human being. Do you know that?
Right.
Like, you smarter than everybody right. Here
that's
right now. At least me. For sure. You smarter than me. You be saying shit, I be looking at you like, this nigga went to algebra. Like, I always skipped that class. Like, you stayed. Like, you stayed in algebra class. Let's keep it real.
Let's go to the stats.
50, yeah. You're smarter than the average individual. Just so
I
you know.
If I let that slide, mm-hmm. It would have went out of control at any other point afterwards.
Anyway, but let's just be clear. What part offended you? Because
No. It wasn't what they were saying. It was what they was doing.
It was right. Why they were standing by him.
Yeah, it was cool. So
thank you. I was in the video. You never dissed me. Thank you so much.
But listen.
God damn it. Look, make some noise. Hey, I dissed Norris. Hey. I thought I was coming there somewhere. I was like, this is my nigga. I hope we don't. Listen, you never did. You a real nigga.
Check this out.
But I was in that video. You
I'm
knew
looking
that?
At the song.
You knew I was in the video?
I saw you.
You saw me?
Oh, right. Shit.
I know, because you mad Betty. You mad Betty. I know for a fact. I'm sorry. Okay, heck. Okay.
It's like you, Havoc. You shot around him.
I was like, because he dissed every nigga in the video. I was like, damn, this nigga want this me.
No,
this
no.
This my nigga.
Listen,
okay, I'm sorry.
The whole time I was like this. Look, the video was cool.
Right.
I couldn't let the public feel like that was cool.
Yeah.
So I went at it right away because it would have started something that made me have to start working all over again.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Like, because if you had something that was working at that point, it was cool. And right. I had to readdress the whole scenario again like, right. With that. So I was like,
right.
You don't want to... Look, when it tells you to destroy completely, it means if you hit me and you hurt me and you don't finish me, you've just given me more passion than you have for the actual the issue. So don't even have the problem if you're not going to drive until you just finish him.
Right.
Because he'll come back on a later date and be prepared for you more than you were prepared for. That's just what happens when I'm hit.
Right.
See, when a nigga halfway kill you, it hurts.
But 50.
Because you halfway dead. Then you start to feel like motherfucking all kinds of your body hurting all over the place and shit.
Because 50, you mad smart. But let's just be clear. That was petty, 50.
That was not petty.
That was petty.
That was me addressing this shit before it got out of hand. Right now, look, if the record worked and I left it without saying anything, right?
No, I think
it was supposed to work. You know how you watch something, you can tell when it's good, can't you? Mm-hmm. I'm looking. If I see,
I'm like,
so you knew it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. So it was so supposed to work. If I wasn't,
it's a strategy.
Him sticking with his own story is petty. No, listen, by the way, but
if I didn't say anything,
that is gangsta
about that record. It would have worked.
Okay, I'm going to prove you petty right now. I'm going to prove you petty.
Okay. You're trying to stump the record.
If I prove this point, you're going to agree with me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Vivica Fox. No, you could have let that slide.
You
could have let that slide, baby.
Listen.
You could have let that slide. Did you say she... Wait. Most people want to eat Vivica Fox ass. You told her to kiss your ass, and you meant it literally.
No.
Let's make some noise for that, goddammit.
That's not what happened.
Okay, all right, tell me.
That's how I feel.
Listen. What happened. Now, if the crowd, we're gonna say yay and nay, because we're gonna let the crowd. Everybody's here. Okay. Everybody goes to business debate, right? We're gonna let you say your story, and then after you say your story, right, we're gonna ask the audience. And we're going to say yay, okay, make noise for that, or all make right noise, and we're going to see which is louder, all right?
And don't be scared, right, guys.
But listen, you could have let that slide.
No, listen. Man.
How did
what
it start?
She did is
how
she
did
went
it
on
start?
She went on a show.
Okay, what show?
And they had, was it Conan show? Or
them late night shit. It wasn't Drink Champs podcast.
And then while she was doing it, she said, they asked her about, you know how I like to create competitive energy, like competitive, like I put power up against empire.
Did I tell both you I need to shoot somebody on power? I told you I need to shoot somebody.
Both coming on at separate times, separate, complete different types of shows, but really big successful shows with black actors in it. So I put them in competition because they borrowed some of the actual marketing
from
the power show because we came first. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So they borrowed that because the executives over at Fox are smart enough to say, it's very rare that you hit the bullseye on your targeted audience, and we want that. Mm, right. So they took some of that for Empire. Now, look, when she gets a cameo, she's not even in the show. You're not a series regular. You're just in the show, right? She goes to go do some publicity for it,
right,
and because she feels like she has to respond, like, now she's on Team Empire, and I'm over there. So when they say something to her, she goes, well, no, and he needs to question himself because when he says, what do you say about 50 Cent saying Empire ratings are going down because it's gay? Now, listen, I say it to you, it's aggressive for you to have young kids doing it. Because when you have young kids kissing each other on the TV, the kids that are looking are not ready to accept that. They go, nah, too much going on. You see what I'm saying? Like, we got gay characters in power, but we made him the connect.
Right.
So it's like he's all the way at the top logos. You know what I'm saying? All the way at the top of the chain he's doing that. Like, you had gay characters in The Wire. Nobody said nothing about Omar.
Yeah, Omar was the illest character.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's real.
It's different things. Like, that's real. Like, because they don't say, oh, they're not talking about the gay guy that's going to punch you, knock you the fuck out, and fuck you in jail. They're talking about the guy that wants to be a girl. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at those projects, what she was doing when she put herself in a situation when she was in competition with me, and she had to say something negative, and she's saying, well, he should question himself about, like, it's...
Why did she say that?
Yeah, hold on. Drink Champs Army, man. You know we hold y'all down, man. You know we love y'all. But I got to get on my petty shit, you know what I'm saying? We about to hit this record for you one more time. Petty, you know what I'm saying? Hazardous Sounds, make sure you hit Flex's bomb. It's going down. And next week for part two of that 50 Cent Drink Champs, EFN, N-O-R-E, Rich Blanco, Hazardous Sounds, Sonny DBT, Mr. Super Slime, everybody, man, Mike, Carlito, everybody, man, tune in next week for part two of motherfucking 50 Cent on Drink Champs. Let's get petty. Bitch. bitch. I'm Petty Pendergrass. Like Fetty Wap, I got one eye. But I'm petty. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes.
Bitch, I'm petty. 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 You know that I'm petty. 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 I show you I'm petty. 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 I grow, but I'm petty. Petty.
Petty. I used to buy bitches purses. Break up with them, take the purse back. I was the worst back then, I carved dimes. Served it off as 20s, but I ain't had to sell drugs since early in my 20s. Bitch, I'm Petty Pendergrass. Like Fetty Wap, I got one eye. But I'm petty. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes.
Bitch, I'm petty. Petty. You know that I'm petty. 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 I show you I'm petty. 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 I grow, but I'm petty. Petty.
Petty. I used to buy bitches purses. Break up with them, take the purse back. I was the worst back then, I carved dimes. Served it off as 20s, but I ain't had to sell drugs since early in my 20s. Thank God for the reinvention, but I still might buck, I think I need to mention. Whole squad in the room like it's an intervention. Niggas calling in no so I can ease the tension. What makes them think that I'm a peacemaker? Nigga, throwback, pick up the jeweler, he was a peacemaker. Now they thinking that I want peace. There's no red meat hard enough, homie, I miss
you. I'm petty, petty. You know that I'm petty, petty, petty. I show you I'm petty, petty, petty. I grow, but I'm petty, petty, petty.
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I used to buy bitches mink coats. Break up with them, take the coats back. I was the worst black foul nigga. Petty level on high. Run down on you for the shit for junior high. Petty nigga. Might put it on the beat. 5'7". No discreet on the street. Roaches. Put together blunt clips. When the wee man take long, we done this. Fuck off, like Sam from Yosemite. I'm only fucking your girl if you my enemy. Clam sauce, linguine and spaghetti. And I ain't planning to share, homie, I'm petty.
Bitch, I'm petty, petty, petty. You know that I'm petty, petty, petty. I show you I'm petty, petty, petty. I grow, but I'm petty, petty, petty.
I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these niggas. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these hoes. I be petty on these hoes. These hoes. These hoes. These hoes. These hoes. These hoes.